The Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Since the 4th century AD, it's been the holiest shrine in Christianity. Many Christians believe this is Golgotha, where Jesus was crucified. But the majestic church contains another traditional site of utmost veneration, the tomb of Christ, where the New Testament says he was buried and rose again. Within sight of the church, the Muslim noble sanctuary, Haram al-Sharif, a complex of holy shrines begun in the 7th century AD, crowned by the hallowed Dome of the Rock. This is where Muslims believe Muhammad ascended to heaven. Under the great golden dome is the rock that is holy to Islam, Judaism, and Christianity, dating back to the earliest Bible stories that form the foundations of all three religions.
There are three religions, which is a very large portion of the world's population, for which this spot, Haram al-Sharif, or the Temple Mount, is at the center of Jerusalem, and Jerusalem is perceived as being God's city, God's mountain. The heightened sense of God's presence in this place exists in all three religions.
Jews call the noble sanctuary the Temple Mount. Remarkably, this same rock was also the site of their two most sacred temples centuries earlier. A tantalizing fragment from the immense Second Temple complex still stands, forming the southwest perimeter of the noble sanctuary. The Western Wall, or Wailing Wall. For Jews, it is the holiest site in Jerusalem, a symbol of their ancient homeland.
It's holy. It's a holy place for us. And we respect the wall. We feel a special feeling. We feel near to God.
Of Jerusalem's three most sacred sites, only one is holy to Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. All three faiths share stories that tie the sacred mountain to each religion and tie the religions to each other.